With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's a sad day in the history of the Senate. Lawmakers dismissed all impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, ending the House Republican push to remove the cabinet secretary from office over his lack of handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Three Russian missiles have slammed into a downtown in a northern city, Ukraine, hitting an eight-floor apartment building and killing at least 17. At least 60 people were wounded. Correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The city's acting mayor says many more were injured in the Wednesday morning attack. The city lies some 90 miles north of the capital, Kyiv, near the border with Russia and Belarus, and has a population of around 250,000. The latest Russian bombardment comes as the war stretches into its third year and approaches what could be a critical juncture, as a lack of further military support from Ukraine's Western partners increasingly leaves it at the mercy of the bigger Kremlin forces. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says America and its allies are discussing options both inside and outside the U.N. system to create a new mechanism for monitoring North Korea over its nuclear weapons program. Russia last month vetoed a resolution in a move that effectively abolished monitoring by U.N. experts. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Russia has already been breaking the sanctions regime. They're already engaging with trade with the DPRK. They are purchasing weapons against Security Council resolutions. And they have, along with China, continued to protect the DPRK from being held accountable.
European Union leaders are vowing to ramp up sanctions. This is SRN News. Catholics turning to the Republican Party, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
For much of the 20th century, if you were a Catholic in this country, you were probably a Democrat. Inner-city, blue-collar Catholic voters helped sweep John F. Kennedy into the White House and were reliable Democratic votes at the state and local level, too. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 52% of Catholics now favor the GOP versus 44% who remain Democrats. Abortion is most likely the explanation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
First Lady Jill Biden trying to rally support for her husband in the queer trans community. She points to Biden's advocacy for transgenderism. The president, who's struggling with low public approval ratings as well as softening support among other key groups that backed him in 2020, needs the homosexual vote. Human Rights Campaign, a gay pressure group, is launching a campaign it calls Out for Biden-Harris. This is SRN News. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron says it's clear that Israel has decided to retaliate in response to last weekend's drone and missile attack by Iran.
In his conversations with Israeli leaders, including the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Lord Cameron's message was one of restraint. The Foreign Secretary said Israel's leadership is clearly making a decision to act in response to the Iranian attack. He said he hoped Israel could be smart as well as tough and do as little as possible to escalate the conflict. Lord Cameron also raised the situation in Gaza, where the humanitarian crisis is still dire, urging Israel to let aid in, while also appealing to Hamas to release Israeli hostages and accept what he called a good ceasefire deal.
PepsiCo is recalling over 200 cases of Schweppes Zero Sugar Ginger Ale that actually contained sugar. It's packaged in 24-count cases and shipped to Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia. More details at SRNnews.com.